road. At least that bag of money left the casino on top. You're listening to Morning Edition.
And good morning. I'm Michelle Corum, WJCT News. It's 80 degrees in Jacksonville. Today's high will reach 95. Jailhouse tattoos, outlaw gangs. These are some of the images that come to mind for many when they hear the word bikers. But as WJCT's Peter Hayden explains, even though some bikers get a bad rap, there's a group that puts that tough reputation to good use to help children.
At Dick's Wings in Orange Park, Wednesday means only one thing: bike night. Rain didn't drive off the band or the bikers tonight. The parking lot is chromed out. Around 100 motorcycles are parked in glossy and orderly rows. And the crowd, it looks tough. Not in the struggling comedian kind of way, but more in the switchblade kind of way. Many of the bikers are wearing their cuts, the leather vests with patches that represent a club. There are a few one percenters here. Those are the outlaw gangs. But there's also the King of Kings. They're the Jesus Riders. Fire and Iron, a club of firefighters, and the Leathernecks, Marines. And sitting at a table in the middle of it all is this guy.
Chops. It really comes down to bikers or bikers.
Chops definitely fits the image of a biker. I mean, his name is Chops. He's a big guy with a fistful of skull rings and the number 2131 tattooed on his left temple. But when you don't find him at bike night, you might find him here. Kids Day at the Fleet Reserve Association in Orange Park.
I am soaked!
The event is co-sponsored by the Seven Bridges chapter of Bikers Against Child Abuse, BACA, a group that works to create a safer environment for abused kids. Chops is the chapter president.
BACA exists to empower children not to feel afraid of the world in which they live. We give them the empowerment to say, this is who did this to me. We're not speakers of the children. We're not counselors. We're more rocks of emotion for them. While we're around, nobody's going to mess with them.
And there's no shortage of kids to help. In 2010, there were nearly 52,000 cases of child abuse or neglect in the state of Florida. In the past 4 years, the Seven Bridges chapter has helped around 100. After police or social workers refer a child to BACA, they adopt them. The whole chapter rides up, gives them a vest and a road name, just like all the bikers. The group becomes an extended family, and when it's time for court,
we'll escort the family in, bikes in the front, family in the middle, bikes behind. While that child's there, we surround that child.
If the abuser is in the courtroom, it's scary.
Irene Toto is the CEO of Clay Behavioral Health System.
Sometimes they're perceived as big, bad bikers, but to know that they're on your side and they're advocating for you and fighting for you, it's an awesome feeling for a kid.
BACA is quick to point out they are not vigilantes. They are a worldwide nonprofit organization with meetings open to the public. All of the members volunteer their time and pay for their expenses. Their mission is to build up the child, and that support makes a real difference, according to Michelle Redinger, a victim advocate in the state attorney's office.
Just that physical presence of seeing them in that moment gathers up their strength, or knowing that, hey, you know what, I just left them, they're right there, they're cheering for me, they gave me their vest to wear, I have their BACA badge.
And that bond goes beyond the court system. Once a BACA kid, Chops says, always a BACA kid.
You call a counseling agency, their hours are usually 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. You call at 2 o'clock on a Saturday night, you're not going to get an answer. You call a BACA chapter and we ride and we sit in front of that house until that child feels safe again. So we're there 24/7 for our kids no matter what.
Even if it means missing out on bike night.
And a lot more action.
Peter Hayden, WJCT News.
And if you'd like to see a photo slideshow of Chops and BACA in Jacksonville, go to WJCTnews.org. The time is 6:35.